After the Civil War, education was not accessible to everyone. Many whites did not think that blacks needed to read or write. But Mary knew that she needed to learn to read to get a better life. Mary McLeod's education began at age 10 in a small, segregated school. Mary was an average student, but she was a leader. Mary had learned to work hard in the fields. That work ethic pushed her to study. At home, she taught both children and adults who shared her desire to learn. Caption: The first school Mary McLeod attended was a Presbyterian mission school. Feature box: Segregated schools. For most of Mary McLeod's life, there were laws to segregate or separate whites and blacks. They were prohibited from attending the same schools. Their education was separate and unequal. In 1954, the United States Supreme Court changed these laws. Children of all races could attend the same schools. Their education had to be equal. Caption: Scotia Seminary was located in Concord, North Carolina. In the late 1800s, Concord was a busy mill town. Mary learned as much as she could in her years at school. One day when she was about 15, her life changed. Mary and her family were working in a field. A man from the community and Mary's teacher, Miss Wilson, came to them with a wonderful offer. Mary had been given a scholarship to Scotia Seminary. Mary was very excited. She packed her few belongings into boxes. Soon she was off on her first bewildering train ride to Concord, North Carolina. She had never traveled outside her hometown. Language detective. Clue: Had never traveled has a verb in the past perfect tense. Find the words that make up the past perfect tense.